How do you do, podcast family? How are you? I greet you well. This is your girl, MGW, and this is another episode of The Spoken Word. If this is your first time joining us, we welcome you to the family, to the platform. And this, if this is where you are usually joining, then it means that you're family, and you are, of course, welcome. For this episode, I felt so led as to date this. So even though it's going to be dated in the present, I also get the feeling that persons will have to go back and to listen this, or to also, just when they pick up on it, whatever time of day, month, year, then it's still going to be relevant to them. So the topic that the Lord has laid on my heart is You Are Not Forgotten. And the date is May 3, 2022, according to the time of recording, it's 4:27 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. As customary, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we magnify your name. We adore you. We exalt you. We place no one above you. You are indeed our Abba Father. It's in you that we live, we move, we have our beings, and we're absolutely nothing without you. And so here you are there, Father, just leading us. And so we've made up in our minds to follow. And so, Lord, we thank you that you care so much about us, that you have something to say to us that will be relevant now and in times to come. And so we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our scripture text for today is Isaiah 49, verse 15 through to 16. I'm going to read this from the Amplified Version, but our emphasis is really going to be on the 16th verse. Here goes. The Lord answered, "Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you. Indeed, I have inscribed a picture of you on the palms of my hands. Your city walls, Zion, are continually before me." The word of the Lord. And as we would have just heard, it is hard. I'm going to say it is hard for a mother to forget her child or her suckling, the suckling at her breast. But it is very possible. Just as we hear the ending of the verse, it says, "Though the mother will forget, I will never forget you." Remember, the Lord is saying to us today that you are not forgotten. You are not forgotten. So even if your physical mother, your biological mother, family members, anyone have forgotten you, the Lord is saying that He has not forgotten you. He remembers you. And so even when you think about it, because I grappled with the thought of a mother forgetting the child, just to know that a mother would have been bonding with a child for, we can say, from 6 to 9 months. You know, in some cases, it may even be a little earlier, but there would have been a bonding from in the womb. And now when this child comes forth, then this child becomes the joy, the blessing, just a manifestation of God's creation, God's beauty. And yet, while it is so, we'd want to think that it's not possible for a mother to forget. The mother may not have compassion on the child just based on what is happening at this time. And I believe that the Lord would have allowed me to watch the program last evening, and the guest spoke about postpartum depression. And as she recalled just her journey with this, when she got the child, she wondered what she was supposed to do with the child. And remember, we just spoke about just the bonding that would have happened in the womb. And there were times when she just wanted to do away with the child. She felt no compassion for a while. I think if I remember correctly, she said maybe the first 11 months, it was like a blank. She didn't even know what was happening. This woman, this mother, did not have the usual compassion that a mother would have toward a child. And so, as I said, I was led to listen to that, because now I can understand what Isaiah 49:15 is saying, that yes, it is possible for a mother to forget the child. It is possible for a mother not to have compassion. But as I said, we are going to be spending some time on the 16th verse, because God says, "You are not forgotten." That's what He's saying to you today. It doesn't matter where you're listening from. Again, it doesn't matter when you will access this recording. The Holy Spirit is saying that you, and you can put your name there, you are not forgotten. Verse 16, NIV version says, "See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me, engraved. New Living Translation says, see, I have written your name on the palms of my hands. Always in my mind is a picture of Jerusalem's walls in ruins. English Standard Version says, I have engraved you. We have other versions saying inscribed. And so what we're getting from that word is that there is a mark. There is something there. There is something that stands to remind God. And if we know who we're talking about, God doesn't need any reminder. But then he gave us this. He gave this to his people to say, it's like a picture, as Amplified says. Indeed, I've inscribed a picture of you on the palms of my hands. If we were to just look at our hands now, we can see the vein. And if you have written anything in your hand in a short while, whether it is with ink that is temporary or anything that is permanent like a tattoo, you will look and realize that it is there. And the minute you look at it, then it becomes a reminder. It may remind you of the reason for putting it there. It may be it may tell a story that is significant and important to you. If you are a listener and you have a tattoo on your body, once you have not removed it, and even to remove a tattoo becomes a process, because you would have placed it there because it tells a story. It is significant to you. Sometimes we'll see persons with a tattoo of a face on their body, may be, as we said, a significant other, someone who they want to remember. And so they wear this symbol. But God, who is the creator of heaven and earth, God who knows everything, everyone. As a matter of fact, he said before you were in the womb, he knew you, he formed you. And yet he went further to keep a picture of you in his hands. And every time he opens his hands, he remembers you. It doesn't matter where you are. And as we say, where you are, we're talking physically, positionally, spiritually. It does not matter where you are. Your Father in heaven remembers you. And he's saying that you are not forgotten because you are etched. And if you, I don't know if you have anything that has any etching into it. Think about a piece of a carving, a wood. For them to etch something in it, a scripture, your name, something that is relevant and important, something that you use to make a gift. When it is etched into the wood, it is burned in. If it is etched into maybe stainless steel, it goes through a process, where it is burned in. It is marked in, it is chiseled in. And so it stands out. It stands out. And I want you to just see your name in the palm of your Father's hand, your Father who art in heaven. I want you to see not just your name in his hand, but your picture in his hand. And every time, the God who doesn't need any reminder opens his palm, the palm of his hands, then he's seeing you, even you in your mess. You're wondering, oh, what is happening? I've been going through this so long. But the word of God is telling you today, whenever you listen to this, that you are not forgotten. Others may have forgotten you, but you are not forgotten because I'm seeing you right now where you are. And as the latter part of 49:16, Isaiah says, your walls are continually before me. Meaning, as we said, when you think about a wall, you think about protection. As the scripture speaks to us, it is speaking about the walls that were broken down, Jerusalem wall. And even if you don't even have to think about Jerusalem, but just think of it. If you have a perimeter fencing at home, if you have walls, whatever you have to secure where you live, it speaks to even a security. It speaks to even a protection. It speaks to possession. This part is yours. This is your responsibility, but it has been broken down. There is a ruin. So whatever you're going through, you are at a place where it's incomplete. Because if a part of a wall is broken, it speaks to incompletion. And you may have been in this state for some time and you're wondering, when will I finish this? Will I ever be completed? What is happening? Something is missing. And not only has the Lord said, you are inscribed and engraved and etched out, in his hands, but the walls are continually before him. The state that you're in is continually before him. He has a picture of it. The ruins, he's seeing the mess, if you may call it that, ever before him. But this day, he's saying that you are not forgotten because he's about to restore. He is about to restore because that's the point of remembering. He wants to bring back the former glory. He wants to complete. He wants to ensure that it is done. So the plans that he has for you, the expected end, he's a God of completion. He will not start something, get halfway. If we're building, sometimes we're not able, for whatever reasons, to complete it. Resources may become limited, and then we're stuck. We are stuck at a time. Some of us, we never even get to physically complete some things that we've started. But that's not the case with God. He who has begun a good work, he will bring it through to completion. And God is about to complete something for you. He's opened. He has opened his hands. And he's seen you. He's seen your face. He's seen your possession. He's seen your ruin. He's seen your mess. It has been brought up to him. And he's about to restore. He is about to restore. And this is literally a short encouragement to you. It is a short encouragement to you, just saying that you are not forgotten. It doesn't matter how long your situations have been. The Lord is saying that you are engraved. If we think about it, even when Jesus went on the cross, nails were driven in his hands. When he showed up to the disciples, they saw the nail prints, and those spoke the story that we believe and that we go through with, that he died, he rose again. There were witnesses who saw him, and it's the same thing. The same thing, Good News Translation says, Jerusalem, I can never forget you. I'd hope that someone right now will just insert their name instead of saying Jerusalem. Marsha, whatever your name is, I can never forget you. I've written your name on the palms of my hands. Never. So it's your time. It's your season. You are not forgotten. I will not add anything to this. I believe that this is exactly where the Lord wants this encouragement to stay. So whether you're a man, woman, as I said, it doesn't matter your geographical location. The Spirit of the Lord is saying to you, to me, to us, that we are not forgotten. You are not forgotten. So I just want to thank you for taking time out to tune in to this another episode of the Spoken Word. I do believe that the Lord will manifest in a profound way to remind you, as you have received this word, that you are not forgotten. Love and blessings. This is your girl MGW signing out another time from the Spoken Word.